I came to know the Lord like 5-6 years ago. And before that, you know, I was living in the world, doing a lot of stuff. When I came to know the Lord, I started talking to my son and daughter. And, you know, I will put some example, well, not all bad examples, but I would use some examples that I did. You know, I did this, I did that. Avoid that, you know, don't do that. And would you recommend that, or would you recommend don't use examples like that, just focus on the Bible? Would it be good to use, like, you get my question?
Absolutely. And I get that question a lot, actually. And with my youth leaders, in our youth group, I have a bunch of leaders that are just lay leaders that consistently help and serve. And some of them come from backgrounds where they were divorced before they came to know the Lord, and others that, you know, lived a pretty rugged lifestyle through college and came to know the Lord later. And what I encourage them is, you can share generalities, but don't go into the specifics of it. Because what happens is, I used to go out and I got drunk every night and I did these types of things. Not saying that's what you're doing, but that's an example. Then what does that relate to the youth or to your children? You did it. Look at you. But if you say, you know what, I've spent enough of my time, like that First Peter passage, I spent enough of my time doing the wrong thing that I know that it's not best and it's not right. And you get the same message there. I had a youth leader who is now one of our elders, and he would say, I grew up and I fell headfirst in that snake pit of life in college, but the Lord rescued me. He could have left me there. He rescued me, and now I'm standing in front of that snake pit, and I'm not letting you get there. He never told us what the snake pit was, but we knew his point. And I think that's the same thing with our children.
Justin, you mentioned a software that we can place on. I didn't know such thing existed. You know, we just thought technologically up there. But so, you know, can you give us more info about that?
Well, in case there's another parent that's interested, that's a good question. It's thoughtful of you. If you have an iPhone, okay, there's not a lot you can do with outside software coming in. Now, there are different internet restrictions, like you could put Covenant Eyes on it. You can put NetNanny on it. You can go in and you can restrict internet usage. You can restrict adding apps, deleting apps. You can make the content be 13 and below. There's all sorts. You can link. I'll get into that. You can link their phone with your Apple account. And so anytime they get, and some of you are like, don't tell them this. Anytime they get on an internet site, it pops up on your phone as well, and it tells you that they're there. So there are things you can do with Apple that is quite helpful in those regards. And actually, honestly, guys, that's a protection with me and my wife is, don't I want her to be able to see whatever I'm on the internet so that, you know, that it's a protection. It's a blessing. It's the same as the parents. Some parents will ask me, and they're like, oh, I do that, but they just don't know. And I'm like, oh, horrible idea. So you just want to catch them if they do something bad. How awkward is that? Why don't you tell them so it prevents them? Oh, I'd go there, but mom's going to. Okay, when it comes to different phones like Androids and Windows phones, there is an app, a program called My Mobile Watchdog. You get everything. My Mobile Watchdog. With your Apple accounts also, you know that multiple devices can receive text messages. So I know some parents that they get every text message that their youth gets. And with that My Mobile Watchdog, you can do the same thing. You can actually go in, and it, whether it's an iPhone or that phone, you can block people that they can text and people they can't text. You can set up a contact list and say these are the only five people that they can text. So there are, and all the youth hate me now. I love you guys. Come on, it's for your benefit. It's protection. You know? You're just, I know some parents that do nothing, and they have just taken a Viper and put it in their kid's pocket and letting them walk around with it. Can't point to your friend and try to get him to answer. They have to have.
Este tiempo, una oportunidad especial, única. Take advantage of this time. Youth, yeah, any questions you might have?
There is one thing I didn't quite mention, and I'll take this time to kind of jump in with that. With our middle school group, we're a little more guarded with things than with our high school group. The boys sit on one side, and the girls sit on the other side. When it comes to the high school group, we let them integrate on their own. Sometimes they just naturally sit that way, and I'm like, yes. But in any event that we do, whether it's a camp, or whether it's a Sunday, or a Wednesday, or whether it's an activity, I make sure we have really good leaders that are there, and they're watching those things. And we tell them up front on camps, we have a hands-off policy. And that's part of the agreement that they sign to when they come on the camp. And what that means is if you touch each other, we cut your hands off. At least that's what I tell them. All right? That there may be a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, and maybe their parents both approve of it, but they're not sitting next to each other and rubbing shoulders. They're not holding hands. We've even had visitors come at different events. And if we see that, we will graciously and as lovingly as we can say, hey, you guys, we are so glad that you're here. But we want to be here to glorify Christ. And we have a policy. And we just ask that you, and they've been very respectful and they do that, or they just don't come back. But that's a safeguard that we've put in place. So, the middle school group, the 6th through 8th, we average around 55 youth that are there, that attend. And with the high school, we average around 80. So we probably have about 110 high school students, and we probably have about 75 or 80 middle school students, but those are kind of the averages. When we do our summer camp, we'll have about 85 to 90 youth that come on those camps, and I have lots of leaders to help, and we keep an eye out on things. For any of you that are interested, I forgot to bring my brochures, but if your church doesn't have a trip or a camp that you normally do, something that I've learned long ago is there are lots of, there are lots of camps out there, but if I sign my group up and we go to someone else's camp, I'm not saying that that's bad. I know that MacArthur's Church out in California, they do a camp like that every year. There's also a group in Texas that has started to do that. I don't know if you're familiar with Ken Ramey and his church. They have started to do something along those lines. But there are other, you know, church camps that really aren't that helpful. And, you know, youth pastors who say, this would be easy for me. Let's go here. But you don't know who the speaker is, and you don't know what they're speaking on, and you don't know what their standards are, and you don't know how late they're letting kids stay out at night, and you don't know what their policies are, and you're sending them there thinking they're getting this godly influence. You don't know who the leaders are that are guiding them in their spiritual walk. It's a little bit hard. So for us, and I know it's a little bit easier on that end because we have a larger group, we run our own camps with our own curriculum. Our high school group, June 15th to the 19th, we're going to go to San Antonio. There's some hotels we're staying there. We're going to do Slitterbahn, SeaWorld, Fiesta Texas, those types of things. Our website is countrysidebible.org. If you go on there and under ministries, you see the youth page, the information and the sign up and all of that is right there. For our middle school, we're going to stay local. And we're going to stay at some hotels near Grapevine Mills Mall and do Six Flags and play a lot of games and do some fun stuff like laser tag in this area. And that is June 28th through July 2nd. So if your youth group's looking to be a part of something, you know, go online. We'd love for you to sign up and do that, all right?
Would it be really necessary to get to know someone like what you said in a group, or could you actually do that just in one-on-one time?
That's a great question. I believe you can get together with one-on-one time and get to know someone. I really do. And where some of this comes from, it seems like in our younger generation, there's this like paralysis because they're like, if I ask that girl out to get to know her, then everyone thinks I have to marry her. And it's really not, it's okay to do that. But I would encourage you in a public setting, obviously. Have you talked to her parents about what that might be? Your friend? Has your friend talked to their parents to get their approval on that end of things? But yeah. There you go. So anyways, that's a good question. But yes, I do think. Our first date was at a restaurant together, a public place. Our second date, we sat down and we talked about what are your plans about working in the future? Are you going to be able to stay at home? And talked about kids and shared testimonies and all of those things. And I didn't scare her off. My truck even broke down on the way home. Didn't scare her off. She's great, so...
For one young person, someone like I suppose, when seeing someone and finally having to go off, how would one notify if they are a Christian or not?
That's a great question. The questions that you would ask someone, you know, what do you believe about God? What do you believe about man? Who is Jesus? What does the Bible say? If they can't give you those basic answers, then if they don't know and they can't articulate it, now I know sometimes people stumble a little bit. I mean, they don't have to have the whole Bible memorized, but those questions are telling. But ultimately, there's lots of our youth in the youth group, they know all the right answers. It takes time to get to know them, all right? And you have to weigh that out and really pray about, are they just doing what they're doing to please me because that's what they want, or is that who they are? And that's also, you know, talking to their parents and getting their input and feedback and things like that and get to know them a little bit more. I think those are all helpful things.
Questions? I actually do have one last one. I'm a fairly new grandparent. I know you talked about children's and parents, but now I'm asking as a grandparent. I have two beautiful young grandchildren.
Yeah.
What advice would you have for a grandparent since we're going to have some type of influence, whether good or bad, we're going to have some kind of influence on these children.
Is that me? Sorry. No, absolutely. I think the beauty of the grandparent is you get to take them, and whatever you do is special. And pretty much whenever you want them, the parents will give them to you. So that time with them is precious, and it's special. And it can be, you know, we have three young kids, and sometimes we're just trying to make it through that day. And some of that spiritual impact and the reading of the word, and though it's, I just hope they don't set the house on fire. But as a grandparent, if you can come in and say, hey, let me just take them out for donuts and just talk to them about the Bible, I think that that just makes a world of difference. It's very helpful to be deliberate with those things. And I think sometimes as parents or grandparents, we think, well, if I talk to them about the Bible, are they just going to tune me out? Go for it. They love to hear from Grandpa.
Wow, so what a great start to the conference. Wow, a lot to chew on. Justin, thank you for opening God's word and making this time worthwhile. Amen. What a better way to spend Friday night. There was a lot there. I couldn't even keep up with all the scripture passages and all of the, I lost track like at number three, so I just stopped numbering there. But I want you to know we're going to have all the teachings recorded, and they'll be uploaded on our website. So if you go to the back of the bulletin, we have the website there, the church website. I think we're going to try to get them uploaded tonight. And so make sure you go there to listen to the teachings. Also for the youth camp, that's a great opportunity for us. I know we're going to try to send our youth, and so thanks for giving us that invitation, Justin. And so I know for our church, we're just starting out, and so we don't have youth camps and things like that in place, but they already have that structure. So it's a great way for us to be a part of that and entrust our youth to you. And so now that you guys have gotten to know Justin, again, they have a lot of great leaders over there at Countryside Bible Church. So please make contact with us or with Justin, and hopefully we can send you guys can go to camp this year with them. So thanks again for that opportunity. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. and if you have the